In some fiction movies, they have shown that robots have emotions. Can we try to train artificial intelligence to express emotions? See, there is science fiction, which is ultimately fiction. So, now, there is a difference between quantitative progress and qualitative progress. Quantitative progress means in terms of information processing. So in the past, you know, a computer would be as big as a room. Now you can have a computer which is there in the watch. So in terms of quantity, there has been phenomenal progress that is there. But in terms of quality, in terms of understanding the nature of reality, as far as things are concerned, there are researchers who have written books called The End of Physics. There's another science author who wrote a book called From Certainty to Uncertainty. The progress of science from the start of the 20th century to the end of the 20th century. There's certainty, but it's uncertainty. So actually, scientific progress is not taking us closer to understanding consciousness itself. What it is taking us closer is to correlating consciousness. So now, when robots are shown as having emotions, that is simply programming done by people who have emotions and they are projected. The robots ultimately, instead of looking at appearances, look at substance. The robot may have a human form, the robot may have a human-like face, the face may also show various changes which reflect emotions. But ultimately, what is a robot doing? It is simply processing numbers. And processing numbers has got nothing to do with emotions. There has to be someone who is processing the numbers and is experiencing the result of processing the numbers. So, the experiencer of consciousness is it may be depicted in science fiction to be a robot, but in terms of reality, there has to be a conscious being who is experiencing that. And that cannot be a number processing machine. That has to be a reader of that number processing who understands what it means and who feels something in relationship with that.